This is the wire for 2130 Zulu, April 22nd, 2024. Precedence is routine. Information cutoff is 2030. Bottom line up front. Tensions rise in Africa. Congress highlights DC priorities with latest bills. Earthquake strikes Taiwan. Beginning with international events. In Niger, the situation remains tense following multiple developments in the region over the past few weeks. Following the coup last year, the status of American involvement in Niger has remained delicate, with the ruling military faction not approving of the American presence at Base 201, as well as in Niamey. A few weeks ago, Niger mandated that the United States leave Niger, and has, in effect, established a no-fly zone over the base, preventing American troops from receiving logistical aid. Consequently, and after a few congressmen were contacted by their constituents at the base, what has quietly become a large-scale hostage situation has become public. In Taiwan, this morning, several earthquakes again struck the island, the strongest of which had an estimated magnitude of 5.8. Around a dozen separate earthquakes have been reported, which may be aftershocks related to the previous swarm of earthquakes. On the home front, in Washington, D.C., over the weekend, all of the recent allegedly hotly contested bills passed in Congress. All of the funding bills passed with zero changes, along with the TikTok ban bill and the renewal of FISA Section 702 to continue warrantless surveillance of all Americans except members of Congress. Analyst comment. Passing a bill to ban a social media app due to Chinese surveillance while literally using the color of law to remove the Fourth Amendment is not merely ironic, but a deliberate message to the American people. As illegal surveillance is an American pastime at this point, solidifying these actions publicly is merely checking the box to improve the efficiency of the already streamlined political targeting process. Also in Washington, D.C., the U.S. Equal Opportunity Employment Commission has sued the Sheetz gas station / convenience store chain, alleging that conducting background checks on employees is racial discrimination, as employment is routinely denied to those with a long criminal record. This lawsuit comes less than 24 hours after Biden made a campaign stop at a Sheetz in Pittsburgh, which did not go as well as planned due to a lackluster response to his presence by staff and customers. Analyst comment. Though the implications of this lawsuit will potentially result in interpretations not intended by the White House. Separately, the message to the American business owner is quite clear, especially those which may become host to a campaign event. Analyst comments for this wire. The various factions at play in Niger have described the situation on the ground in vastly different ways. The Nigerian government has stated that they will agree to release 1,000 American prisoners at the base in exchange for taking control of the airbase itself. From the American perspective, the situation is likely not that severe. The combat power at Base 201, and at the embassy in Niamey, is more than enough to decimate the majority of Niger's military rather quickly. However, both military leaders and diplomats involved in the situation likely want to avoid this situation out of political convenience, which, despite an American military advantage being obvious, can be made more militarily complicated by the Nigerians. As America's forays in Africa often meet unexpected and politically impacting ends, it is likely that the United States seeks to withdraw from this base quietly. The situation is compounded by the situation in Djibouti, which has deteriorated severely following the events that led to Yemeni targeting in the Red Sea, Horn of Africa region. Djibouti took the side of Yemen, which was rather inconvenient for the exceptionally large American military bases in the region. Protests against American military presence, along with pressure from local governments, has resulted in the United States being placed on the back foot with regards to two major military footholds in Africa. Though a failure on the proportions of the fall of Kabul is not likely just yet, the potential for major and devastating military losses, including the loss of many American lives, is possible if tensions continue to sour to the point that the United States is forced out of Africa at the tip of the bayonet. This concludes the wire for 2130 Zulu, April 22nd, 2024.